Come in.
Oh, it's you. What the fuck do you want? What? We have to work together? Says who? Fucking wonderful. How did I get so fucking lucky? Why do I have such a problem with you? Are you stupid? I gave myself to you. And you went and slept with that fucking whore. We didn't define the relationship. Oh, fuck off. You knew exactly what you were doing from the beginning. So no, you can tell the boss to go fuck himself. I'm not gonna work with your dumbass. We have to. Great. Fine. Look, here's how we're gonna do this. I'll do my half of the work. You do your half. We present it to each other. And it's done. I don't even want to see your fucking face. I seem hurt. I seem fucking hurt. No shit, Sherlock. Are you still sleeping with her? Don't even answer. I don't even think I'm gonna get the truth. Why should I believe a single word you say? I really liked you. I feel like an idiot for trusting you. You know, you're the first and only one-night stand I ever had in my life. And I did not intend it to be that way. But you did, didn't you? What? You better be fucking joking me. It can be a two-night stand. Fuck off with that shit. You're sorry. Well, yeah, now you're sorry. What? Did that girl dump you? Did she realize that you didn't make the cut? So now you're back here for me, huh? I know how this works. What? You're actually sorry. You want a second chance. Ugh, give me a fucking break. You gotta be shitting me. I can't believe I'm saying this, but fine. Fine. But not because I like you. It's because I hate you. You see, I've heard of this sensation. It's called hate fuck. It's all the rage these days. Apparently, fucking someone you despise is a lot of fun. You can make yourself useful in that way and give me a new experience. Cause I don't fucking trust you, and I don't fucking like you, but God, you were good in bed, and I miss that cock. I was so angry when you shared it with someone else. It wasn't fair. I thought when you gave it to me that it would be mine for at least a long while. I didn't know it was available to everyone at work, you fucking man-whore. No. How about we just lock the door over there and pull down the blinds? And, we can get this over with. I'm gonna make you forget about that fucking bitch. By the time I'm through, you're not even gonna remember her name. You'll only know mine. So, let me get that belt off of you. Mm-hmm. And now, let's take those pants down. The boxers. There. There you are. Just as big as I remembered. And you're hard. Does this excite you, doing it at work like this? It's mine. Remember how I do this for you? You really liked it. The first night. You were lacing your fingers in my hair, singing my name, moaning my praises about how it was. was the best you ever had. Or was that just another filthy lie of yours? I don't give a fuck. Nope. I just want to use you for the bad little boy you are. You're gonna be my lunchtime fuck thing. The thing I hate but enjoy at the same time. You sure are tasty. No, you're only allowed to touch my hair. You're not allowed to touch me anywhere else unless I say so. You're mine. That other girl we share you with, she's just a stand-in for when I'm too busy. 'Cause Lord knows she isn't. You're her sugar daddy, aren't you? She doesn't do a goddamn thing. Lazy bitch. Now, are you ready to fuck me, dear? Okay, good. Good. Sit on the chair. I'm gonna ride you. Better hope that chair is stable enough for both of us. If it falls, I'll just keep fucking you on the floor, alright? Alright. Here I come. Oh, yeah. Just as I remembered it. Your other girlfriend ride you, or does she just lay down while you do all the work? I bet it's the second one. Whether you missed me or not, I don't give a shit. I'm just doing this to remind you what I'm capable of. It appears we'll be working pretty closely for a while. So, we might as well drop the hatred for each other a little bit, right? Fuck. Okay, we don't have a lot of time, so you should probably fuck me faster, harder, harder. There's people walking by. They might be able to hear us, so don't moan too loud, okay? Are you gonna come for me? Well, too bad. You can't. You see, I'm gonna orgasm pretty soon. I know you have a while still. I'm not gonna let you come. I'm gonna leave you hanging. Just like you did to me. Alright, here I go. What's wrong, dear? Are you unsatisfied? Don't worry. You can go get it from that other little slut after work, right? I know that's what you were going to do anyways. So you can walk around with blue balls for the rest of our shift. I hope someone sees you and makes fun of you. I certainly will. Fuck you. I still hate you. We'll do this again soon, darling. I'm gonna crawl off of you now and start our project. Quit lazing around and get up off the chair. We've got a lot of work to do, and I intend to get it done. So, get out. Now.